During intense questioning by the commissioners, Board of Elections officials admitted that they failed to follow up on hundreds of complaints and potential election law violations over the past several years. And when they did pursue a very small number of cases, they appeared to bungle the probes. Commissioner Kathleen Hogan, who is also Warren County District Attorney, focused on one of the alleged violations. It involved an attempt by one unnamed individual to file 100 new campaign committees in a single day.
There was someone who filed 100 committees. Is that correct?
Hogan asked the board's deputy enforcement counsel, William McCann, what prompted him to more closely scrutinize the applications.
It was an abnormal submission to the board.
A subpoena was issued, and it was discovered that some of the committees were not registered at actual banks as required, but merely ATM machines. Hogan asked McCann why, then, a letter from the board to the target of the investigation appeared to be worded to steer the case and actually tip the suspected violator off on how to avoid a criminal prosecution.
You write to this individual and say, while the board is troubled by these facts, it assumes that such submission is inadvertent, as intentional submission of documents containing false information to the board could result in a criminal referral. Is that what you do? You assume that there's no intent, because who would intend to commit a crime?
The audience tittered as McCann struggled to answer.
Why did you write that?
McCann replied that the board was not going to refer every violation to a district attorney's office. Hogan then asked McCann about another case where multiple people were potentially illegally voting out of the same address. She wanted to know why, if the alleged violations happened in 2008, enforcement attorneys did not even bring it before the Board of Elections until 2010. McCann answered that staff members were often busy doing other things.
These investigations, or these complaints rather, are in the context of whatever the particular attorney's doing in their normal responsibilities before the board.
McCann told Hogan that the case was ultimately closed because the box of files concerning it was lost during an office move. In their defense, the Board of Election officials say they don't have enough staff to complete the probes, and that in recent years, the governor's budget division has not heeded their requests for new hires. Commissioner Kathleen Rice, who is the Nassau County DA and who tag-teamed Hogan throughout the questioning, said the board received funds back in 2007 to hire up to 21 people to carry out investigations. She asked McCann and the other officials why the board never hired anyone.
Why weren't they filled? Why didn't you jump on it?
Board of Elections co-executive director Robert Bram answered,
"We worked diligently to fill them. No one anticipated the fiscal crisis that we would be under. And this is before the fiscal crisis.
Finally, an exasperated DA Hogan pointed out that a former investigator told the commission during a deposition that he was never given anything to do.
You had an investigator sitting at his computer asking you for work and playing solitaire and studying his Bible verses because you refused to give him work. Isn't it true you didn't want to look at any of these with a critical eye?
No.
Because that's what it looks like."
Throughout the hearing, the State Board of Elections officials seem to serve as the whipping boys for what the Moreland commissioners and critics say is a dysfunctional oversight agency. McCann, the board's staff attorney, complained of mistreatment by the commissioners.
There's a painting of the Board of Elections, and in particular what I do and what the enforcement unit does, I think, in an unfair light.
The Board of Elections is jointly controlled by the state's two major political parties. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.